Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
The Bible very clearly and definitely teaches that Christ is going to return again. And it's been reported that there are more than 300 references to the fact that Jesus is coming again. I know that over and over again some mention is made of the fact of Jesus' return. For instance, the Lord said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14, verse 2 and verse 3. And again in Philippians 3, verse 20, Paul said, "Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Then in Hebrews 9, verse 28, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Another scripture assuring us of Christ's second coming reads this way, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." 1 John 3, verse 2. Then in Hebrews 10, verse 37, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry." And James 5, verse 7 says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." And in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12 and verse 13, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end you may be established in your hearts, unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." And then in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 and verse 17, we have this assurance, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." In writing to the Colossians, Paul said in Colossians 3, verse 4, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." And these are just a few of the many, many passages which definitely and clearly tell us that Christ is coming again. As to the fact of his coming, language could not be any clearer. If the Bible promises anything, it promises that Christ will come again. And some of the things we might be in doubt about, but of this one thing we can be certain, that he is coming again. But we have some questions today. How will Christ come? Paul informs us that the Lord himself shall come. Christ isn't going to send some representative, but he will come in person. When he ascended into heaven, two angels informed the disciples who were standing there gazing into heaven, saying, "This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." That's in Acts 1, verse 11. And this verifies the fact that Jesus will come personally. "This same Jesus which is taken up from you shall come." And they said, "He shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Jesus actually, literally, ascended into heaven. And in like manner, he shall actually, literally, descend from heaven. Not only will his coming be a personal one, it'll be an actual coming, it'll be a literal one. But his appearance will be a visible one. He was seen when he ascended up into heaven. He will be seen when he descends from heaven. Matthew 24, verse 27 states, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." The coming of Christ will be just as visible as the flash of lightning. And speaking of that visibility of his appearance, The Bible says in Revelation 1, verse 7, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Notice, every eye shall see him. Christ is coming. He's coming personally. He's literally coming. His coming will be visible to all. He shall come in like manner as he was seen going up into heaven. He was taken up into clouds. He will come in the clouds. And not only will Christ come visibly, but he will come audibly. He shall come with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. In John 5, 28 and 29, the Lord himself said, "All that are in their grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto a resurrection of life, they that have done evil to a resurrection of damnation." As to how Christ is coming, the Bible informs us that he will come personally, he will come actually, he will come literally, he'll come visibly, he'll come audibly in the clouds in the same manner that he left. He will be seen by all, he'll be heard by all, he'll be known and recognized by all. There will be no imagining, no guessing, no surmising or doubting, for when he comes, there's going to be no mistake as to his identity or his appearance. Well, for what purpose is Christ coming? We're not left in doubt about that question. The Scriptures plainly tell us why he's coming. One purpose of Christ's coming is to raise the dead, to transform the living. Notice what he says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 and verse 17, the Apostle Paul. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." In 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed." From this passage, we learn that the resurrection of the righteous dead and the transformation of the living saints will be at the last trump. This will be at the second coming of Jesus. And the resurrection of the righteous and the resurrection of the wicked will occur at the same hour. Marvel not at this. The hour is coming in which all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John chapter 5, verse 28 and verse 29. This resurrection includes all that are in their graves, the good and the bad, all to be raised at the same time. And furthermore, the Lord is coming to execute judgment upon all. In Jude 14 and 15, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all." And the Lord said in Matthew 25, verse 31, beginning, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And in verse 41 of the same passage, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." So from these scriptures we learn that at Christ's coming, all nations will be gathered before him. That at his coming, Christ will then separate the sheep from the goats. And that at his coming, the righteous be rewarded. And at his coming, the wicked will be punished. One of the tragic purposes of Christ's coming is to take vengeance on the wicked. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7 down through verse 10, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God or obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day." So Christ is coming. He's coming to reward the righteous. He's coming to punish the wicked. He's coming to raise the dead. He's coming to execute judgment. He's coming to separate the good from the bad. And he's coming to bless and reward, or he's coming to punish. Have you made your preparations for the coming of Christ? Believing in him, have you repented of your sins as he commands of all men? Luke 13, verse 3. Have you made that good confession that he is the Christ, the Son of God? Romans 10, verse 10. Have you had your sins washed away because you've been baptized into Christ? Galatians 3, verse 27. Are you faithfully serving him as required in Revelation 2, verse 10? Is it that you've strayed away and need to come back to the Lord? God's second law of pardon is that we repent and pray God, and he is merciful, and he will forgive our sins. Until the next time I come your way, a very pleasant good afternoon.